This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Daryl,
855-450-3733, or Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Things are getting more complicated in Venezuela after the elections to national parliament revealed a huge swing in opinion. People in Venezuela voting in the opposition party to take over the national parliament with more than two-thirds the number of people that they would need to have basically total control of the government and possibly put President Nicolas Maduro up for a recall on his seat in the government there. But Nicolas Maduro has pulled the ace out of his sleeve, at least that's the way it's looking, and has basically manipulated the Supreme Court by promoting people to it right before having the Supreme Court rule on whether or not the elections were legitimate. And now they have challenged three of the people who were elected from the opposition party, which all three are rejected, and right now their commencement or whatever was it?
Inauguration.
The inauguration has been put on hold. They're not supposed to be there on Tuesday. They're saying they're going to show up anyway to the inauguration. So things could get even more interesting come next week with perhaps some of these folks being arrested. And things are going to get more complicated here, I think, as time goes on. But it's interesting to watch this. And it's always interesting to watch the people in positions of power and how they will scrape and fight and claw to try their best to retain as much of that power as they possibly can, jumping through whatever hoops and creating whatever political machinations they can to make it happen. And one of the other things they did was apparently in the middle of December, so the elections where the Socialist Party lost was in the early part of December, the first week. Then in the middle of December, Venezuela's National Assembly president created a new national communal parliament this past Tuesday. This was written in mid-December. In one of the outgoing National Assembly's last legislative sessions of 2015, the head legislator, this is like the boss of the assembly, for the PSUV, which is the United Socialist Party of Venezuela, stated that the new parliament would act to make the people chief decision makers in government. Now, when the government says they're creating the National Assembly, the People's Assembly, the National Communal Parliament, as it's being called, and that they're going to put the people in charge, what do you think the odds are that the people in that assembly are going to be the actual people as opposed to the politically connected people?
There'll be people, but yes, there'll be politically connected people.
It is now
those are still people.
It is now up to you in the National Communal Parliament to discuss and present proposals that you consider necessary to help President Nicolas Maduro, said the man, Diosdado Cabello, said this to commune activists in the National Assembly.
Now, read that statement again.
Now it's...
Because there's something that I find to be very important that is missing from that statement. So read it one more time, please.
Now it's up to you in the National Communal Parliament to discuss and present proposals that you consider necessary to help President Nicolas Maduro.
To help President Maduro. Not what you think is best for the people of Venezuela. Not what you think is best for the country. Right. What you think is best for the government of Venezuela. No. You are to do what you think is best for Nicolas Maduro.
And the Socialist Party.
Doesn't say the Socialist Party.
That's basically what this is, though.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
But does that remind you of any of the presidents in the history of the United States of America?
Probably like all of them, especially in wartime.
Lincoln. I'm thinking specifically Lincoln. To where Lincoln construed anything that was in opposition to Abraham Lincoln to be a treasonous act.
And for Maduro to be likened to Lincoln is not a compliment. Abraham Lincoln was a bad man who used the violence of the state to force states to stay within the Union. He didn't care about slavery.
Quote from Abraham Lincoln, "If I can save the Union by freeing some of the slaves, I will do that. Mm-hmm. If I can save the Union by freeing all of the slaves, I will do that. If I can save the Union by freeing none of the slaves, I will do that too."
Yeah, that was what his goal ultimately was. Details on the role, authority, and composition of said national communal parliament are thin on the ground. So we don't really know exactly how people will be selected for this, or who will be selecting them, or if it's going to be some sort of, you know, voting process. Nobody really knows that at this point, but it will most likely act to elevate the voices, says VenezuelanAnalysis.com, of the grassroots community governments known as the community councils and communes in the Venezuelan legislature. That's speculative, but, you know, even so, it sounds like they're putting communists into this particular group. According to Cabello, it will act as a legislative platform for the, quote, people to arrange resources, leadership, decision-making, laws, and its way of life. As long as I am president of the National Assembly, which will be until the next 5th or 6th of January, you may meet as much and however you like to discuss the proposals that you have. Sooner rather than later, power must truly rest where it must reside, with the people, said the chief legislator. Do you believe him?
No.
You don't think that he actually believes that power resides with the people?
No.
I would go out on a limb and say that Kim Jong-un would probably say something similar.
Yeah.
Because after all, North Korea, aside from being the best Korea, according to some, is the Democratic
People's Republic
of Korea.
Article number
50. The people.
Yeah.
And the republic.
Ask the people in the prison camps if they feel like
it's a republic, not a democracy.
Article number 58 of the Law of Communes provides the legislative basis for different branches of government to create internal, quote, additional communal systems, unquote, with the purpose of advancing, quote, self-government, unquote, from within the Venezuelan state. Now, I got to admit, you know, this is a system with which I'm not familiar at all. So, you know, I don't know exactly what this, you know, these law of the communes are in Venezuela, the additional communal systems. This is all, you know, very unfamiliar territory for me. So if you know more, we'd love to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Cabello framed the creation of the National Communal Parliament as a preemptive blow to the opposition coalition of the Roundtable of Democratic Unity, which is the opposition to the Socialist Party, which will take a two-thirds majority in the National Assembly on January 5th. Now, this article is older than the one we talked about earlier, and for those of you just tuning in, the other news was that this opposition party is now no longer going to have a two-thirds majority because of a judicial coup, which was organized by President Nicolas Maduro. The 112 incoming right-wing legislators affiliated to the bloc were elected to the chief legislative body and are expected to attempt to roll back significant laws implemented by Maduro and his Bolivarian revolution. Cabello said, quote, "Now we have a parliament at the service of the bourgeoisie. We will hear nothing about attending to the needs of the people." So once again, the socialists positioning themselves as though they are the voice of the people, that the people want nationalization of grocery stores, which have resulted in empty store shelves and hungry people fighting over food.
That's just because we didn't nationalize it hard enough.
Well, you know, I guess they could make that argument because there are, apparently are some stores that still have some independent control there. But yeah. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Dave. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl. Dave in New Hampshire.
Update you on, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
I wanted to update you on a case that is not getting much attention. Well, I mean, lately it hasn't gotten much attention in the press, but it's pretty big. The fight between New Hampshire Right to Life and Planned Parenthood. And Planned Parenthood's apparent collaborators in the government.
Tell me about it. I don't know anything about this. Hang on, Dave. We're going to have you explain here in moments. Our toll-free number, whether you want to talk about Planned Parenthood or the commies in Venezuela. Whatever happens to be on your mind, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. Also, you can Skype into the show. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, mandatory blood draws, forced blood draw DUI checkpoints. Are they coming to a city near you?
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Daryl.
855-450-3733. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. Lots of great features are free on the site, so please go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. Right back into your calls and thoughts. Dave is on the line in New Hampshire. He's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. You were saying there's some sort of controversy, Dave, in New Hampshire between Planned Parenthood and who was the other group, some Christian group?
New Hampshire Right to Life.
Okay. So what's going on?
They are, just this week there was a news release from New Hampshire Right to Life, I guess it's NHCRL.org, that says they have won a right-to-know victory in court. Apparently, what they did was they sued the Department of Health and Human Services in New Hampshire and claimed that they were collaborating with Planned Parenthood to hide documents from the public or redact them. And according to the news release, the judge said that they should not have been releasing redacted documents, and Planned Parenthood shouldn't have been collaborating with the Department of Human, DHHS, Department of Health and Human Services in New Hampshire, to hide information from the public. And that's, you know, that's what's happened this week. But there's this much larger background that as I was looking into this that I had not realized what's going on. As you may recall, back in 2011, the state defunded Planned Parenthood. This was sort of okay. when the Tea Party / Free Stater legislature was in power for a couple of years, and this triggered apparently a much bigger fight than we knew at the time. The fact that the state was not funding Planned Parenthood triggered the Planned Parenthood to go to the feds to try and get the money directly from the feds, because the feds had been sending it to them through the state. And they went to a bureaucracy to do this. I guess it's like the Bureau of Family Planning or something like that. I didn't even know there was such a thing at the federal level. But they tried to get the money directly that way. The Bureau tried to go through the normal bureaucratic process of giving them funding, and then the White House apparently intervened. According to the union leader in an article a few months ago, the White House got involved. No, you can't wait. You've got to get money directly, immediately, to those Planned Parenthood people in New Hampshire.
Who did they say that to? They said that to the federal bureau, or they said that to the state?
The feds said that to I think they did an in run around their own bureau. It wasn't trying to go through the state. They went over the head of the bureaucrat who was in charge of that federal bureau, and he was trying to kind of do it by the book. So it's this whole brouhaha that I guess apparently unfolded without hardly anyone knowing. And the union leader apparently must have done some investigative reporting recently, and we're kind of recounting all the different steps that went, because I guess there's a lawsuit going on at the federal level too. I think it's gone to the Supreme Court with New Hampshire Right to Life trying to question whether or not it was appropriate to do an end run around the state's defunding process.
Well, I mean, obviously anybody can apply to the federal government for whatever kind of perks or bennies that they want to. But what's the issue that's on the table right now? I mean, so are they still defunded in New Hampshire? Who's conflicting with them now, if that's the case?
What's happened lately is that the executive council, I guess, voted again to change the funding, probably to decrease it rather than to eliminate it entirely. I think they're cutting them off from state funding, but they're not trying to cut them off from federal funding this time. Does that make sense?
I don't see how they could cut them off from federal funding at the state level.
Well, they can't, but state legislatures try to cut things off from federal funding all the time, especially if it's something that the ruling group of legislature people don't agree with. Now, I'm more curious about how and or why Planned Parenthood was involved in being able to redact a response to a 91A request.
The 91A being the right to
information. Yeah, that's a great question. That's why it makes it our business. I mean, it's so interesting how close they apparently are to the authorities. Like, I mean, so you and me, we wouldn't necessarily be against Planned Parenthood just because they favor abortion rights or something like that. But once they start making us pay for it, then it starts to become our business what they're doing. And the other thing is that I guess in the union leader article, when they called the, they said when they called the Planned Parenthood people for comment on the federal case, the Planned Parenthood people referred them to the U.S. attorney for comment. That's how close they. Can you imagine someone calling you for a comment and you refer them to a government official for comment about your own activities?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly an uncomfortable level of connection. I support Planned Parenthood as an organization generally. They provide a lot of good sexually transmitted disease testings and things like that for folks. I think they do some good work. But I don't support government, you know, forcing people to pay for Planned Parenthood, nor do I support government forcing people to pay for abstinence education. I think the government, if we're going to have one, needs to stay the hell out of people's bodily decisions like this and allow people who support Planned Parenthood to support them directly. And allow people who support abstinence education to support them directly and stay the hell out of it. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the info. That's Dave from RidleyReport.com. It's a great channel on YouTube that kind of keeps you in the loop with some of the stuff happening here in New Hampshire. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Any other thoughts on Planned Parenthood, Daryl?
No, other than I'm curious how and or why they were involved in a 91A response.
91A, again, is the code here in New Hampshire for Freedom of Information
Right.
Act.
FOIA request.
And, yeah, that's a little strange. I think the best way to solve this problem, though, is to abolish the Department of Health and Human Services. I mean, that would be, I think, a step in the right direction. And while we're at it, let's abolish the Department of Safety, too, which is basically the state police.
Yeah.
There's, I think, a lot of state governments that could pretty easily be just shut down. You know, people would say, well, what about the crazy hospital? There's a state hospital that is basically a crazy ward. What would happen with that? Let's let the market decide. There are people who are compassionate who want to help those people. Let them figure it out. Give them the hospital grounds. Give them all the buildings and whatever it is that, you know, give it to the staff. Let them own it, basically, and let them run it. Let them run it and see how they can make it work. See if they can get donations from folks who want to assist with that.
Now, as you know, I review legislation
for
the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and I was going through the list of bills, and I saw one that got me all excited when I read the title of it, relative to repealing the statutes authorizing the Department of Education. And so then I open it up. I'm like, all right, this is going to be great. It creates a commissioner of education instead of a Department of Education.
And
so,
is,
in essence, it instead of having
better?
Then puts basically an education czar.
Oh, so it creates another layer of bureaucracy. So
right, it changes Department of Education to Commissioner of Education.
Ugh.
And then it's one guy.
That's even worse.
Instead of a group of guys. Yeah, so it would create an education czar. Absolutely horrible.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, we do a lot of work to do here, Daryl. It is the Free State Project. Some people are like, you're not a free state. Well, duh, it's a project. We're trying to work on this.
My point was, when you repeal something, just make sure you get rid of it altogether, not give a czar.
Not replace it with something else. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. Forced blood draw checkpoints. Are they coming to a city near you? We'll find out.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here. Toll free number for you. 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Daryl.
855-450-3733. Also, Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. You can save 20% easily on pretty much anything you want to buy through Amazon by going to saveatpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. The trick is you've got to have Bitcoin to get huge discounts, and 20% is the low end. You can get 30, 35, 40%. I've gotten as high as 45% off of something. I got a Blu-ray disc from Amazon at 45% off, which is pretty sweet. So you get to select your discount. The longer, the higher the discount, the longer it may take to fulfill your order. But again, the catch is you've got to have Bitcoin. And for the 20% off orders, you'll see those things fulfilled within like an hour. In my experience, they don't guarantee it in an hour, but that's what my experience has been. I put something up for 35% off the other day, and that took about a day or so to get fulfilled.
I've had things at 35% get fulfilled in just over an hour.
Yeah, it just depends. So you're basically putting your Bitcoin into a marketplace that people can bid on it. Go to saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com, and get started there. Let's go to the phones here, and then we'll talk about forced blood draw checkpoints. First, though, Nathan is on the line in Texas via Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's on your mind, Nathan?
Well, there was a video posted to YouTube a few days ago by Mark Baker from Baker's Green Acres, and it was announcing the closure of his farm and the sale of the 80-acre property.
Now, for listeners who may be unfamiliar, who is Mark Baker and Baker's Green Acres? Didn't he have, like, a run-in with the government of that state? Was it Michigan, you said?
Right. Yes, in Michigan, it was with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. They initiated a legal battle where they used the Invasive Species Act, apparently, to basically, you know, try to confiscate stuff from his farm and give him legally a hard time. They raided him several times. And the issue was that he had pigs that were descended from Russian boars, which apparently to the Mexican Department of Natural Resources makes them feral, even if you've domesticated them and, you know, they're being cared for by humans and they're not a danger and so forth.
So they were saying he couldn't have those pigs, and so they went after him on some other premise?
Yeah, and then they, the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund was supporting him for a while. And it seemed like it was a nebulous thing, like they were just trying to harass him because I guess he was some kind of maybe threat to their authority for standing up to them. I mean, because it's not like, you know, I mean, this is kind of a farm in the middle of nowhere, so to speak. And he was selling to a niche group of people who wanted, you know, exotic breed pork. So I guess
so what you're saying is it's not like he was competing in any meaningful way with like the big farm manufacturer types out there, the big pig farmers.
It says he had some retail locations, and that was mentioned in the video. So I don't know the size. I mean, an 80-acre farm. I mean, I guess maybe someone else could tell you like how, like monetary wise, like how profitable that would be. I just felt that I wanted to call in and mention this because he did announce the closure and selling of his farm. He mentioned his family three times in the video. It's on YouTube. If you search Baker's Green Acres, it'll come up.
And why is he closing? Was he not successful ultimately with whatever case against the regulators?
Well, according to this article I have, that case was concluded.
I thought he was vindicated in that, but I don't, you know, there's so many farmer attacks.
He may
stories.
Have been vindicated. I don't have the exact case in front of me.
Maybe they just kept coming, you know, maybe even though he won the case.
So this is a separate matter, actually. So they raided a retail location in Marquette, Michigan, and they said that he didn't have, because apparently there was a picture of prosciutto, which is a kind of meat, and it was said that, oh, well, you know, he doesn't have the permit or the permission or license to sell this kind of prosciutto. So they were essentially, in the video he referenced friends that were selling for him, so it sounds like they're targeting in raids people that are selling his pork. So in this
right,
case,
so
they raided,
going after his farm. And, you know, like the Farm Defense Fund or whatever came to his aid. So then they decided they were going to target his affiliates, basically, the people who are the end sellers of his product, to put the clamp down on them, which would have ultimately cut off his any kind of success that he might be having from a business standpoint.
That is what he implied in the video, but he also mentioned his family several times. So maybe he's afraid that, you know, more raids are going to happen. Maybe his family will be in danger. At any rate, I thought it was important to, because I feel like something like this shouldn't pass without comment, that he's giving up, he's selling the farm, he's going to move out as soon as he can. It seems like it's something that should be at least noted so people know.
Yeah, thanks for doing that. I think that was the place that Derek J. went in.
No.
Wisconsin?
It was the raw milk guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Vernon Hirschberger.
And that was Wisconsin, right?
That was, I believe, Wisconsin. Yeah.
So there's so many of these farmers that have been attacked by various different government regulatory agencies. Thanks, Nathan, for the update on that. I appreciate it. That was one of the headlines I'd seen over the last couple of weeks, and it's just, you know, one of those myriad of things we hadn't gotten on the air. So this is the way you get what you want on the air. You can call up and actually bring it up. And I think it's an important discussion to have. These farmers have been attacked all around the United States in a variety of different places for, you know, making raw milk and selling raw milk or having unusual pigs or whatever the issue might be. Some state regulatory agency comes in, issues threats. Most of the time that works. Usually when the state comes in and issues threats, the person stops doing what they were doing and they give up on it because it's not worth the effort to bring lawyers in and whatever cost would be involved in that.
Well, you don't want people getting salmonella, do you, Ian?
Can you get salmonella if you actually cook the food that... I don't know much about foodborne illness or whatever.
If it's not cooked properly, then yes, you can get salmonella. But I was obviously being facetious because people still get sick from stuff that you buy at big giant chain stores from farms and whatnot that get government subsidies for being farms.
Yep.
But the claim is, you know, these small farms, they're doing stuff outside and they're not being inspected properly, blah, blah, blah. But everything that the FDA has ever recalled, the FDA at one point approved
it. Yeah.
And inspected.
So, yeah, the government isn't going to keep you safe from getting sick. That much is definitely true. And people should be free to take their own risks. And the raw milk thing is kind of interesting because you can look at different states. Actually, there's some map on the Internet that shows you at a glance the legality of raw milk in different places. And some places it's completely legal to create and sell it. Other places it's legal to possess it but not to sell it. In other places it's legal to sell it but only sell it for pets. You can't sell it for human consumption, so you have to, like, you know,
right,
sell it under the auspices
and
of
for pets. The way the guy in Wisconsin was doing, and I hope I'm remembering this correctly, is he was not selling the raw milk or the cheese made from the raw milk. People owned a portion of
the farm,
the animal.
Yeah.
And so he was then giving them their share of the milk from the animal.
Right.
So I'm not selling you milk. You own 3% of this cow. You
right.
will get 3% of the milk.
Yeah, it's you know, been fascinating watching this stuff, and I always feel like I wish there was more that could be done for them. And it's always good to see that people do come out and support these folks.
Yeah.
Like at the court hearings that they've had, they'll actually have a variety of people, including our very own Derek J. Freeman from Flaming Freedom.
Yeah.
He actually traveled up there to observe the court hearing in the Wisconsin case.
And one thing that's interesting on that, the only charge that the jury wound up convicting this farmer on was tampering with evidence, even though nothing would have been evidence had he not been charged with the other, like, four things.
Yeah, bogusly charged and attacked.
Yeah, but the defense was not allowed to make that point to the jury. They were not allowed to mention jury nullification. They weren't even allowed to mention, like, what any of the penalties were. And there were various other things that the jury or that the defense was prohibited from informing the jury of. That's how the jury wound up coming back with a conviction on just the tampering with evidence, not guilty on everything else. After the jury left, I think Derek and somebody else interviewed one of the jurors, and they said, had we known he wouldn't have been charged with this, had we not convicted or, you know, of the others, we would have gone not guilty.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You should have the freedom to buy from anyone you want and take whatever level of risk is necessary to do so.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. We got enough time for you if you want to join us now. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. From the freedom to buy what you want from who you want. We don't have that in the United States. Not even close. Not even close to a free market here. People who are just simply raising and selling farm things like pigs and milk and, you know, they are being regulated out of business. We just found out from Nathan in Texas that Baker's Green Acres, which is a farm that was in the news previously in Michigan, for selling people pig-based products without government permission slips, is now shutting down.
Because they were Russian pigs. Those were communist pigs.
You can't be eating communist pigs. I mean, that would kill you, ultimately. So, anyway, whether you want to talk about that or whatever's on your mind here, 855-450-FREE is the number. The story from copblock.org's Asa J. As major U.S. cities implement a police state amid New Year's Eve terror fears, police in some states around the country are gearing up and already implementing no-refusal DUI checkpoints. In New York City, more than 6,000 cops armed with rifles, radiation detectors, and bomb-sniffing dogs are descending upon Times Square as more than a million revelers watch this year's ball drop. An additional 1,200 probationary cops and plainclothes police will be infiltrating the crowds while working undercover. 14 checkpoints surround the square where citizens must submit to body inspections and secondary screening before being allowed to watch the festivities from one of 65 massive spectator pens surrounded by officers. Elsewhere around the country, individuals are experiencing apprehension on the road. That is because they may find themselves in an encounter with a so-called no-refusal checkpoint. Legal experts say the name is facetious. Anyone can refuse a breathalyzer or chemical analysis test being demanded by officers at a checkpoint. What differentiates no-refusal checkpoints from others, however, is the ramped-up process in which those that legally refuse are taken before a judge. During this process, a search warrant for a blood or urine sample will be submitted by officers to the judge, who will determine if there's a reason to suspect a driver is drunk. If a warrant is obtained and the driver still refuses to comply with requests for a chemical analysis, he or she may be physically restrained in order to have their blood forcibly removed from their body. In Tennessee, the State Highway Patrol will be enforcing a no-refusal traffic safety policy from New Year's Eve to January 4th. Forced blood draws began in the state during 2009, but only in cases of vehicular assault. In all other circumstances, the extractions were not compulsory and could be declined. However, that changed in January of 2012, when a new law took away the choice of DUI suspects to refuse blood draws in favor of having their license suspended. Since then, warrants have been rubber-stamped by judges to forcibly extract blood from any driver they decide may have been drinking.
Okay, so did I hear you correctly that people can refuse, but they'll have their license suspended?
That's the way it was in Tennessee until 2012, and now you don't have the choice to refuse. The judge could issue a warrant, which will force you to give blood to the
right,
state.
Right, but basically coercing someone into accepting the blood draw, that's not really giving them a choice.
Well, right.
The choice is, we're either going to draw your blood, or you can't drive for the next 6 months without risk of going to jail.
No doubt, there's coercion involved.
That's not a choice.
Well, it's...
If the option...
It's a crappy choice.
No, if the option were, I will shoot you or you will have sex with me, that does not make it consensual sex. That is still rape.
No, I agree. I don't think they're saying that it was consensual, but it's now even less of a choice than it was before, which wasn't much of a choice. In Austin, Texas, police have been enforcing a no-refusal DWI enforcement initiative that started on December 18th of this year and lasts through January 3rd. As of Monday, 127 people had been taken into custody, with 48 choosing to take a breathalyzer and 14 consenting to the blood draw. As many as 65 people did refuse consent and then had their blood forcibly taken via this warrant process.
And do they still wind up losing their license for 6 months?
Probably if they get alcohol in their, you know, if they get convicted of a DUI.
Right, but no, they refused, and then the judge gave the warrant. Do they still wind up losing their license?
Maybe. It's not clear based on the story here at copblock.org. Texas police have been at the forefront of implementing no-refusal programs, usually on behest of the federal government and their National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. In Austin, the cops want to make the no-refusal policy a full-time policy. So right now it's limited to occasional weeks where they decide to crack down. And, of course, that's inevitably going to come. I mean, if they're getting away with it now, a couple weeks a year, they're going to get away with it 52 weeks a year. If they're anything like what we've seen in the past, the mandatory blood draws involve strapping terrified and screaming suspects onto tables where they're held down, tied down, and jabbed with needles. To see the practice in action, they do actually have a special report they link to here. We'll give you the full link on our Facebook and Twitter, and there's a video of the investigation. In Louisiana, state police conducted these no-refusal checkpoints this week, but ended them yesterday. The practice draws controversy every time in headlines, but since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 2013 that officers must try to get search warrants before ordering blood draws, thus not making them mandatory, the practice has been considered to be constitutional. ACLU Mississippi staff attorney Andres Wallace said, quote, "As much as it pains me to say this, if conducted pursuant to a valid warrant, the drawing of an individual's blood at a no-refusal checkpoint would be constitutional." You think that's true?
I don't know. There's so much bastardization of what the Constitution authorizes that... All right, we've got a judge on speed dial, and he's rubber stamping everything we want.
What's that? You said it smells like alcohol? All right, here you go. Here's your warrant. Right?
So it's going to uphold in court. I don't think it makes it right. It might be constitutional, but it's not right.
That's a great point. And I think that more people need to understand the difference between what's written down in law. And, of course, the Constitution is supposed to be the highest law of the land, doesn't necessarily mean that it's right. And, of course, there's plenty of times where you can point this out, treating black people as three-fifths of a man, or three black men specifically as three-fifths of a man. That's obviously not right. And, you know, the ban on alcohol, clearly not right, and yet it was part of the Constitution. So
yes,
just because something's in the Constitution doesn't make it holy. Now, the story here over at CopBlock says, "It makes no difference what men in robes say about the validity of how enforcers of the political class may victimize the populace. The practice of forced blood draw, no refusal checkpoints, is inhumane, unconscionable and a violation of our most fundamental liberty, self-ownership. It is rape by the strictest sense of the definition, an intrusion upon the physical sovereignty of one's own body. Although no refusal campaigns are constitutional, said Wallace at the Mississippi ACLU, I'm still very concerned about an individual's inability to refuse. Why am I being forced to submit to a blood test? There seems to be other means of achieving the goal of deterring drivers from driving while intoxicated. Drawing blood seems like an extraordinary measure where other less intrusive methods are available. And I think one of the methods of reducing driving while intoxicated would be to allow freedom of competition in the area of driving people places in transportation.
Yeah.
Last night in New Hampshire, Arcade City got its launch, which is the new project by Christopher David, the super activist out on the seacoast. That is was last night gave dozens of free rides to people in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, who needed a ride from point A to point B, probably many of whom were inebriated. And he gave those people free rides despite being he and like a 10 other people. So there were several cars on the road that were giving these free rides away. Despite being threatened by the Portsmouth police with potential fines of $500 to $1,000 if they were to accept even $1 in tip on the free rides that they were giving.
Do you know if anybody took up the advice of you give the passenger a bottle of water and you accept a tip for the bottle of water, but you're not accepting a tip for the ride?
I don't know what level of interactions, you know, people had last night, but I do know that I have not heard anything about the police actually making any kind of ticketings
yes.
or arrests in that case. So it seems like, you know, for what they could have done, and they could have, if they wanted to make an arrest in this case or ticket someone, which is kind of like an arrest, if they wanted to do that, all they would have had to have done was sign up for a free ride and then offer a tip to the driver and then, you know, bust them. They could have done
right.
a sting operation, and it would have been relatively easy to pull that off. But it sounds like they didn't do that. And instead, when they saw some lady on the side, a couple of ladies who were stranded on the side of the road who ultimately had to walk like 2 hours to get to where they needed to go or something, the ladies asked the police if they could help them with a ride, and apparently the police laughed at them and then left them there. And that news is up right now at freekeen.com. Christopher David wrote up that piece. And apparently it was actually published in the Union Leader originally, but now the story has mysteriously disappeared from the Union Leader's website. Maybe it's a fluke, maybe not. But if you want to read the original story in full, he copied all the text and put it over at freekeen.com. So apparently police were doing, they weren't arresting the Uber drivers or the Arcade City drivers last night, but they were also not helping people get home who were drunk. 8:55. Oh, wait, we're done for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Check out Daryl's website, fpp.cc and fppradio.com. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you.
Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.